So it's the ocean that quakes underneath the tsunami. 500 miles per hour. That's pretty amazing to me. 500 miles per hour. And it even struck the West Coast here in the United States. But the devastation, absolutely incredible. Prayers for the dear folks there in Japan. No question about that. Also, this is what's happening to the world around us. There is a decay. This is what's happening to the earth that we know of. And Romans 8 speaks of the creation in bondage. And there is decay. As we get close to the end of days, these are the kind of events that are part of the signs of the end of days. But also coming is another tsunami, but it's not under the ocean. It's not about tectonic plates. It's not about earthquakes. It is about the dark side's designed regime change. And it involves you right now. It involves the nations that would be listening. I want to welcome you to Shatter the Darkness live broadcast. This is Russ Dizdar on a Monday night. This is March the 21st, 2011. And the hour is getting late. But that does not... for the real believer in Christ, that means seeing the face of God. Those days become closer and closer. And the end of history? Well, it needs to come to an end at some point. We don't want radical evil. We don't want the wars and the death and the dying and the raping and all of the other, desecration and destruction to continue. There is a reason for the cross. It involves the return of Christ. It involves a new age of peace with Christ at the helm and a new heaven and a new earth. So don't be sold the cubic zirconium. Don't be sold the counterfeit. It's being promoted in unprecedented ways right now. If you're listening as a new ager, a psychic, a remote viewer, someone from that side of the fence, welcome. Glad you're here and pray that you will give us a little bit of time to explain where we stand and why. If you are a believer in Christ, Jesu Christu, blessings to you in Him. If you're a seeker, we hope today will be the day that you hear the Spirit of God and the invitation of God. And listen, come to the living Christ. No one loves you more. No one wants you more. And this is what humanity needs to fix the death code, the sin code, our hell-bound direction. It's all about what God has done for us in Christ, and I hope that you know very well that presence of the living Christ inside. I'm going to do something today. I'm going to try to end 5 minutes early in this broadcast so that I can get to the word of hope out of the book of Romans all of this week. By the way, if you're new, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, www.shatterthedarkness.net on the web. There on that website, you'll have the entire outline for this week. There are PDF file notes, about 6 pages, I believe, right now, one for each day. We are on Monday, the March 21st page. The theme for the week is the Black Awakening. You might have heard me talk about it. You might have purchased the book. You might have listened to the 24 hours of the seminar. The 24 hours, it's right now in a prominent place there on our website, free for anybody around the world. And we know that folks from numerous nations around the world have been downloading that 24-hour conference, seminar, and it's yours. Now, there's also the PDF file for the notes this week for the live broadcast. There's a mini cast that gives you the overview, so I won't repeat that. It's all there on shatterthedarkness.net. Listen, as we engage this one singular supernatural hour. Again, it's very possible. The possibilities of God, let me tell you something. We're told in Ephesians 3 that it's off the charts. Greek word, hooper ek periasu, literally, immeasurably. God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or even imagine. some of the news around the world right now is the incredible, the unrest in the Middle East. And listen, we are seeing literally fires starting in 4 or 5 of the Middle East Arab countries, Muslim nations. We are seeing tremendous regime change, desire for regime change. Who's the new regime? What's behind all of it? Pretty amazing events going around the world right now, and we need to keep our eyes on it because it does affect. Well, listen, just go to the gas pump. It's going to affect you there for sure. Going to affect you with the food. By the way, for those in Japan, we've heard that close to the Ground Zero nuclear plant, there are, well, they've tested the milk. They've tested vegetables, all indicating radiation. So they're wondering about radiation in the clouds coming to the West Coast. They're testing for that. So it's a crazy time. And Jesus said that, and again, listen, these are only little blips on the scale of biblical prophetic revelation and what is about to occur in our world. We're going to do with this in the notes tonight, the defining of the Black Awakening, some questions about it, the biblical basis, and we need to take a look at that because let me tell you why I'm pressing the issue this week. I'm getting ready to go to a conference in Connecticut. It starts Friday night, Saturday. Listen, this weekend, the CSEE conference. There's still time to go, and it doesn't cost much for the conference at all. So please, with Richard Grun being there and L.A. Marzulli being there, we've been praying that God's grace and power would impact. I would rather see just God strike with massive revival than anything else. And we trust that God's hand will be stretched out to save, to heal, to deliver. We're going to come to give our best in our part of the conference and be looking forward to some of you. I ordered some of the books from the publisher to have on hand up there because we don't carry them here. But we're going to let you know how earnestly we believe in the concept of the coming events. We have been in the incremental evolutionary approach. The satanic plot and plan unveiled by God. It is as if God opened Satan's playbook and has given us in prophetic literature pictures of the sequence of satanic evolution. Now, as we do this week, you know what we're going to do? We are going to go over, well, let's go over the 5 nights that we're going to do this week so we can get kind of a look overall. And by the way, if you ever want to, you're more than welcome. If you believe in the benefit of these teaching and messages and feel that it should get out there, we're not high level tech here. Probably notice that. But if you want to share it on your Facebook or put it on your Twitter, however you do it, there's a way we've learned where you can connect, send it out. Thanks to Chris White, we've put up the incredibly, striking YouTube video that Chris White from Nowhere to Run developed, and that's on the front. A lot of folks have not seen that, though thousands have, a lot have not, and we're seeing anywhere from 70 to 120,000 hits a day, so we're hoping that many more will take a look. It's kind of like a movie trailer, the way Chris designed this. Now, that may give a hint. We'd love to see this prayed into a movie as long as it can be done accurately. I believe biblical prophecies given to us to bring great warning to the world, to bring exposure to the dark side, and we're commanded to expose it, Ephesians 5, and to use it evangelistically in that warning. And that's exactly what we'll do this week. Monday night, we're going to deal with what is it, the biblical basis, taking a look at the sense of global consciousness behind it. Somebody already emailed me. I spelled that word wrong. Doesn't matter sometimes whether I use spell check or not. You'll find here and there that's just part of life. Tuesday night, March the 22nd, we're going to deal with the issue that it's a plot. It's a plan. It's not a random event. We're not talking about something coming that you can't know about. Now, most of the world doesn't know, and it's clouded over by the counterfeit prophecy of the dark side, the 2012, the psychic predictions and the remote viewer predictions, they all lend itself to the dark side's covering up reality and masquerading what's about to occur. So they're handing you sweet candy with laced deeply with the poison of destruction. Now, Wednesday night, crying wolf, crying grace. What about crying out there saying, well, destabilization, collapse is coming, you know, the end, crisis, catastrophe. Well, we're going to talk about crying wolf or crying grace and the urgency and alarm and whether or not the church seems to be in the dust of what's really occurring in the world around us. Now, the prophet Jeremiah was given insight by God, prophetic insight about Jerusalem because of its high sin. And we're talking about just that area. And eventually the Babylonians were coming. He spent 20 years trying to warn, offer the grace of God, lead Israel back. It never occurred. You can read the book of Lamentations. It's written after the fact. After the fact, they didn't heed the massive warning, the crying out of grace. That's part of what this book, this material, and the urgency of the hour that we've been given is to say, just as billions around the world feel in the air, that critical mass, kind of a sense of, as some say, global consciousness, Webbot shows us massively in the emotional language that it's captured around the world, that there is a belief, a deep-seated belief, massive catastrophe, catastrophic collapse is coming. Now, Thursday night, we're going to deal with the powering up stage and what's behind the power of the Black Awakening, how it's being developed, and how, like a dam that will break, instead of an incremental slow approach, the event issue is going to be off the scale. So it's beyond satanic evolution. It's part of the satanic sequence, but it's one of the first striking events. It seems to be the event that initiates us into the last 7 years of human history. Daniel, well, we'll talk about that later on. March the 25th, Friday night, we're going to talk about the ultimate goal, the four stages, chaos, collapse, and elimination, and then providing the world with a new regime, a new paradigm. Now, that's all plotted and planned, and it's all there on their side. We have no idea. Listen, you and I, when we hear these things, and when you hear everything this week, you're hearing the tip of the dark, satanic, black iceberg. We're looking at the tip of the iceberg, the bulk of this information, the bulk of this plot is still under the murky, dark waters. But enough, we have been given enough that we have the ability to bring the warning. So let me share with you, if you're someone out there that's been feeling the crisis, catastrophe, you've heard on Coast to Coast, you've heard with Webbot, you've heard from the New Agers worldwide, you've heard from the old occult writers, you heard now from 2012, those who are bringing out the information and prophecies, we're hearing it from the alienologists and the entities in the air. They're all proclaiming that a cleansing, a catastrophe, a almost end of human history type event, but they're all telling us that a new age, a new paradigm, a new regime, a new world is about to come about. Well, let me tell you something. What they have no ability to bring to you, and what the dark side would never do is unmask their own program, but God has. The omniscience of God runs circles around the finite, even the supernatural secret power of lawlessness. God knows it all. He knows what dwells in darkness. He knows what dwells in darkness. That's part of the incredible praise Daniel gives to God as God brings revelation of the king, the demon-worshipping king out of the book of Daniel. And God gives Daniel and his fellow brethren the mystery is unveiled. And so it is by the Spirit of God, and prophetic biblical literature is the cutting edge intel about the events that are going on right now and what's about to occur. So let's just join in. I want to tell you that you're welcome to email us. We're still a little behind. We have found out now after almost 3 weeks, insurances, I have no idea what's going to occur. All of our research center is in boxes. It's in three other places. We're in a temporary setting right now, and we're excited to be able to adapt. If you're taking the Book of Acts training course, by the way, the next one is up, session number 3. There's 4 hours now. Book of Acts, field manual for the end of days. A lot of teaching in the Book of Acts about adapting to the circumstances and continuing your walk. Don't let anything stop you from the central, the most important work. All of heaven is bent on getting, God's message, grace, salvation, worldwide. So welcome to those in China. Welcome back to those in Russia. Welcome to a new friend that wrote out of Portugal, 19-year-old young man, a German living in Portugal, writes to me. And I want to say thank you for the email he sends me and tells me that he was listening. And at first it was entertaining. Then he got into the study. Then he got into the looking at the scripture. Now he realizes, and he tells me, this young German, 19-year-old in Portugal, that he's giving his whole life to Christ. And at 19, he's got his whole life yet to live for Jesus, and he wants to serve the Lord. Well, that's a tremendous thing. We're glad to hear it. We're glad that folks in 90 countries of the world are downloading. We pray that the Spirit of God will give us what we need to have at this cutting-edge hour of human history. We don't need to be in the dark, and you don't have to be. If you are willing to study all of the New Testament, one-third of it is prophecy. Tonight, we're going to take a look. I'm going to tell you right now that the term the Black Awakening has nothing to do with race. Some folks have wanted me to change it to the concept of Dark Awakening, but I took it because it was an undergrounder. The first one that brought it to me, Fort Bragg, Monarch, one of the most highly trained, highly demonized, empowered, programmed, on a supernatural sense, on a human enhancement sense, I've never met anyone like this person yet. In my engagement for years with this individual, it was absolutely astounding along the way. But it was this individual in getting to the sub-personalities that was the first one that had brought up to me, telling me that I understood what it was to see like a Jonathan Edwards, George Whitfield type of spiritual awakening in England. To see a massive strike of God when hundreds of millions worldwide would be affected in the next number of years. Really, revival like that, awakening like that, biblical spiritual awakening can have an effect for years upon years upon years upon years. But it's part of what happens when God strikes not just in a person's life or a town, but all of a sudden it strikes a nation, then it goes multinational. And all of a sudden, hundreds of thousands are brought into the kingdom of God. Politics are affected. The course of nations seem to be changed for the good. And it's incredible what occurs. So if you ever want to go back to study the spiritual revival, Jonathan Edwards, and look at the days of what occurred with the Wesleys and Whitfields and others, you'll see some incredible things. Well, they understood this. And they said, do you know that there is a black awakening coming, a satanic awakening? It involves an unleashing of satanic power in an unprecedented way, a never before experienced way in all of history. Now, again, if you will look at what Jesus says in Matthew 24, events that he's talking about there are unprecedented, unequaled. He says that some of this has never occurred in history and never will again. It is absolutely unique for the time, the end times. And I'm going to say this, that the event of the Black Awakening, or the Great Revolt, as I think the scriptural term should be, the Great Revolt, or the Satanic Revolt, that event has not occurred in all of history. The apocalypse of the Antichrist has not occurred in all of history. The opening of the abyss, the rise of the false prophet, the Luciferic globalism capturing the world and the regime, Revelation chapter 12, look at the inseparable connection between the Theron, the Antichrist, and the Theron system. God describes it as a ferocious wild beast, totally non-human in the sense, and massively destructive. Now, that's how God describes, through Daniel, 2,600 years ago, the system that will rise, that will bring an end. This is the government. This is the political ideology that will eventually end fallen human history. This is where it collapses. And this is vital to understand. By the way, that's the title, if you're going to come 2 weeks from now to Fort Wayne, Indiana, at the Politics of Religion Conference. That's on the website also. Hope that you'll register and come. But the we're going to deal with, our session is going to deal with the politics and the government, the future politics and government that will literally end human history as we know it. And we'll get into that in a couple of weeks at the conference, but that's what this involves also. Now, you and I, as believers in Christ, those of you who are believers out there, we understand. I hope you understand spiritual warfare. I hope you understand the origin of the satanic presence, the nature fixed eternally, and then the methodology, the schemes. It's a good thing to be knowledgeable, highly knowledgeable of that. For your sake, your family, ministry, and church, and so forth, and in the world. And it's good to be aware, not to be outwitted, as Paul says it in 2 Corinthians. No believer needs to be outwitted as you're walking with Christ in the depth of the Word of God, knowing your authority and armor and your alertness. We have on our website, by the way, if you look under the section where we have a prayer series that is developing, there's a 5-part, I think they're around an average of 15 minutes, and we deal with the authority, the armor, the alertness, the awareness, and the action that is needed. So I hope you can see that there, and that's going to be vital for us in these days. One of the reasons, once again, the unprecedented manifestation of demonic presence, the archai, the exousia, the authorities, the cosmocrators, planos spirits, demons. You can say demons or unclean spirits, but the titles bring broader description. I'm going to bring the titles out at the Connecticut conference in a very broad way. We don't realize that much of Ephesians 6 is referring to the entities that are in the air, the eros, and operating top down, and bringing mass delusion when it comes to the, as we mentioned last week, examining the alien mind. And so the delusion is off the charts. The deception is off the charts. The counterfeit supernatural events, experiences, voices, engagements, doctrine, it's off the charts, my friends. And we haven't seen anything yet. In the slow incremental approach, and I believe that's the satanic plot, like a frog in water that's being slowly heated up. You know the story, the frog in the kettle. And as long as you just slowly, if you throw the frog in water, I'm told it'll jump out. But if it's in the kind of water it likes, but you're slowly heating the water to where the frog adapts, then it doesn't know that it's being cooked alive. And I'm going to tell you right now, as far as the dark side, unveiling from biblical teaching and biblical prophetic insight about the planos, or the seducing spirits of the end of days to deceive many, Jesus says in Matthew 24, the whole goal of false Christ and so forth, to deceive many. Every single time it's about deceiving many. Revelation 12 gives it even broader. To deceive the whole world. Do you understand that the dark side's plot is to bring deception and to lead the whole world by the billions astray? It is a global approach. Satan is a globalist. The dark side and its collective globalists in their goal of deception, seduction, use, and abuse. And just like Judas, to me, the whole thing's a Judas project. You know, once Satan gets in and uses Judas to betray Christ, look where he ends up. Field of Akeldama, field of blood. So to the Luciferian, to the chosen ones that will probably listen or get a hold of this, pray God's extraordinary miracle engage you during this week. I pray for God's grace in healing you, saving you, delivering you, getting you out. We all, counselors and those working with those SRA and MPD, please understand we need to seek the Lord for the greatest extraordinary level of miracle and help in seeing a much quicker level of their healing and total deliverance and their identity in Christ and their ability to be free. But let's say it again. Let's make no bones about it. If you read any of the literature, and I've done this in the book and quoted, and I've done this in the past and quoted, so all I'm going to say right now is this. If you count up the numbers of satanic ritually abused people, now I don't like to use the term any longer, SRA, MPD, DID, none of those terms. I don't like to use it. Because that's not the dark side's designation. Their designation, troops of Antichrist, Babylon working babies, chosen ones. Their concept is special, you know, satanically chosen, developed, transmuted, completely for his use. No question about it, when you're digging down into the cult loyal, highly trained sub-personalities, you're going to see the worldwide connection. You're going to see the agenda goes back to the 40s and the 50s as far as where this transmuting and programming and the creation of sub-personalities and the demonizing of them and the plot behind it unraveling in the 40s, going worldwide in the 50s. Let me tell you right now, 2011, the lowest estimates I would give in the United States would be 5 million. Secular psychiatrist Colin Ross agrees with the concept of 10 million in the United States. Now, if you add Australia, because they have the problem, if you add Canada, if you add England, Scotland, Wales, by the way, if you add Europe, especially Germany, Italy, France, the belly of the beast, if you go into Russia now, you're going to find this happening. And we're talking first generation chosen ones, transmuted from the dark side, to be serving the dark side, to be vessels of the dark side, to be breeders of the dark side, to be the troops of Antichrist. Now you're talking 40 million. If you want to lower, that's fine, but I'm saying first generation, late 50s, early 60s at the most. And then the handlers go all the way into the 80s. Those who created this, they know the splitters, the programmers, those that know the template, they know all the structure behind it, the breeders, and we won't even get into, we're just going to deal with this, the numbers right here. Once you go to the second generation, globally, you're going to be at anywhere from 60 million or more. Then we have third generation, and now a number of us are dealing heavily with fourth generation. 100 million. Let's just say half of those are seeking healing and help. I'm just approximating in a wide way, broad way. Let's say again in Germany and Europe. Listen now, clearly listen. especially if you're in military, especially if you know about black ops and the connection to covens and the satanic agenda, especially if you understand the origins and the Nazi and the initiatory work. Yeah, that's right. The Nazi ideology and the regime and all that occurred, that was just the initiation. That was just scratching into it so then it can go worldwide. The agenda has gone worldwide. It is laced in supernatural secrecy. 2 Thessalonians 2, the secret power of lawlessness. So please understand the agenda before we even touch on the Black Awakening. There's a lot of regime change that can go on through all of history. There's a lot of coups and the toppling of nations and the rising and falling of kings and presidents and governments and so forth. And there's a lot of that going on right now. But we're not talking about just those individual things that's alarming enough and can, like a World War II, bring the deaths of millions and millions and millions and millions and millions. We're talking now of something that has been plotted and planned and worked upon. And again, I'm going to say that's been unleashed as an initiation towards the actual event of the Black Awakening or the Great Revolt and the event of the apocalypse of Antichrist, the event of the unleashing of the regime, Revelation 12. When the Antichrist is unleashed or unveiled, apocalypse, so the regime will be. And we must, well, let's look at the sequence here. With these numbers of those who would say, we are here once activated to unleash hell on earth. We will kill. We will create chaos. We will create anarchy. We will topple governments. We will assassinate those who we've already been given assignments to. We will bring down the electrical communication and food grids and systems. We will do everything that's necessary to collapse the infrastructure of Australia, Canada, United States, all of Europe, bringing down Russia. They will push everything to the edge. It will look like the annihilation of the human race is on the edge. We're on the edge. It will happen in a striking, event-oriented way. Some of you looked at the shooters over the years, these last number 4 or 5 years, and the couple dozen. And VTech reminds me again of how over 30 students, individuals, can be slaughtered by one individual that I personally would believe was programmed and released. A test. Undergrounders told me the same thing. A test. Could you imagine now in the United States or in Europe, could you imagine across the board if in the United States 500,000 highly programmed, demonized, highly trained subpersonalities surfaced and all they're bent on doing is to assassinate, to bring down military, law enforcement, bring total anarchy and riot and slaughter and eliminate our resistors that they've chosen ahead of time. I mean, all of a sudden, listen, people write me sometimes say, was this the Black Awakening? Is this the beginning of it? Let me tell you right now, very clearly, hear me. The world will know when the Black Awakening occurs. It will be definitely multinational to the point of almost like a global event. It may include nations that all of a sudden unleash missiles against each other. Battles will begin to go on because nobody, you know, there's going to be sabotage in militaries worldwide, you know, in Europe and the United States and Canada. Sabotage you can expect in the military, in the government, in law enforcement, in all of the structure, all of the infrastructure. You're going to find sabotage. You're going to find explosion. You're going to find possibly chemical, biological release of agents. But you're going to find that there are going to be those that were programmed and trained, highly highly skilled in doing these things. And when that does occur, it's one thing to see one VTEC shooter do this, or a Columbine, or a church out west where they walked in and started shooting. It's another thing to see 500,000 activated at the same time. And then in Australia, in Canada, in England, in Scotland, in Wales, and in Spain, and in Portugal, and in France, and Italy, and Germany, and the Czech Republic, and in Russia. And the interesting thing now is my communication with those in China. Individuals in China, professionals in China, are now engaging clearly. Those who are multiple, they have subpersonalities, they have demonization, they have programming, and they're trained. And the problem is, wherever you find anyone with subpersonalities, programming inside, demonization layered in there, you have a chosen one. You have one that has been brought into the system that began in the late 40s. The first generation, there could be, like I say, 30 to 40 million worldwide. When you go to second, third, and fourth generation folks, no less than 100 million. They call it the Black Awakening. They do. The day that one of their highly trained warriors, the one that had an assassin personality, come up instantly in my car and pull out a weapon, showing me that it was chambered, and then offered for me to look at the weapon and hold it. The name, Assassin. The programming, Assassination. What we found uniformly across 25 years of engagement. They already know. That's why they're placed in government, law enforcement, military, in churches all over the United States, all over Europe. They're already placed as sleepers. There are literally intact, maybe worldwide, 40 million intact sleepers where the active assassins and those that will unleash the anarchy charged by demonic empowerment to complete their mission. Christian, do you understand the power of the Spirit of God coming down at Pentecost to empower us and clothe us with power from on high to accomplish the mission of Christ? You must understand that when these folks have been developed, and when the activation, the call is given, and the subpersonalities dwelling deep down within all of a sudden surface instantly, the programming and then the power, demonic presence in and on them will unleash them. We've seen it. We've seen it happen. And the only way we've seen so far to bring them down is to bring them down physically. Pretty amazing. They will be killing machines, slaughtering machines. They, in that programming demonized sense, there's only a lust for blood, lust for anarchy, lust for the chaos, lust for the mission. The mission is slaughter, chaos, anarchy, collapse the systems, bring it all down, bring everything down, bring the governments down, assassinate leaders, assassinate military leaders, assassinate law enforcement leaders, assassinate infrastructure leaders, assassinate believers, and those who have programmed, personalities assigned to already go after those who are known to be resistors of this new age to come, this new world order. Well, let me tell you something. They will have absolutely no conscience, but a satanic rage and a satanic glee, a lust for Christian blood. I guarantee you, any chosen one listening to this right now, they could email me. They could send me a letter. They could send it and explain it anonymously, and we could put it out there. You can call the phone line we have and leave a message. No one will answer. No one will call you back. No one will share your name. But we have already done this in the book to give a number of examples. That book could have been 1,500 pages. We just don't even have time right now. We got so many things going on, but we got to do what we need to do. And this is the week to bring to you the news that will as billions feel in the air, as New Agers, 2012ers, old occultists are all clamoring for the reduction of human population and telling the world in New Age doctrine that there are those out there that are not willing to give in to the New Age, so they got to be cleansed, they got to be eliminated. And so people like Barbara Marx Hubbard and others, they believe that they're the positive agents of the pale horse to help rid the world of 1/4 billion, 2 billion, billions. They actually believe it's a good thing. They believe that's part of the mission. And you know what? That is part of the mission of hell. Do you understand? That is part of the mission. The Antichrist cannot rise without this. The new regime cannot come into power without this. The false prophet will not ascend without this. Before we get to the abyss, before we get to Armageddon, this must set the stage. The Black Awakening, the Great Revolt, the super soldiers, I'm telling you by my experience, and I'm telling you that counselors around the world could bring out the same information. And I'm saying to those who have been getting out, it is very important that you unleash what you know you are being programmed and trained for. May God give extraordinary power, extraordinary healing, extraordinary protection, extraordinary revelation of uncontested evidences across the board. Anybody knows how to blow a whistle? God does. Ezekiel 8. All of the undergrounders, Luciferic, the Brotherhooders, military or non-military, it doesn't make any difference. Take a look. Read for yourself. I know you don't like that scripture. God knows what dwells in darkness. God willed to have it exposed ahead of time. I believe, even with what all I have, God's going to give extraordinarily more and very broad, uncontested evidence to warn and to use evangelistically. If the Black Awakening occurred today, instantly your TVs, your communication, everything's going to go silent. Your cell phones, you can't call. Are you going to hear explosions in your city, bombings, shootings? Are you going to be able to look out a apartment complex window and see slaughter going on, like riot? You better believe it. And everything that I've engaged shows me the dark side with the programming and the demonization. They lust for that day. I believe they're bulging at the seams to unleash it. But let me give you a few things here. It is to define the Black Awakening, number one, biblically, I would define it as the Great Revolt, the Great Satanic Revolt. This issue is out of Satan's playbook, plotted, planned, and empowered, and revealed by God, it will occur. It is Odu Ab Keo. It is the issue of a chaos, a bloody chaos before a new order. Chosen ones in Russia, in Germany, in Italy, in the Vatican, in the Scandinavian countries, throughout England, by the way, maybe right up there in Parliament, Australia, Canada, all around. They can tell you very clearly that what we say here is true. Let me give you three questions. Number one, who? Number two is why? Number three is where? Or better yet, when? Behind all of this, again, I'm going to tell you, is the fallen cherub and the hundreds of millions, if not billions, a collective of the dark side. We're going to see the dark side collected together in a corporate manifestation. Individual demonization, like Mark chapter 5, that's one thing. Acts 16, the girl with the python spirit, that's one thing. Even territorially, like the Prince of Persia, or like the Nephilim architecture of the Mayan temple and the regional demonization that was there. None of this compares to the corporate manifestation. It will be as though a global wave of sheer satanic presence and power has been unleashed. My own belief and what I understand, what I know about the dark side, the underside, is that massive sequential rituals will be done in advance prior to the event. If you look at Revelation 16, you're going to see the mother of all rituals. There is no Armageddon without the release of that supernatural, ritualistic release of those powers, a planetary wave. All the New Agers are talking about a planetary wave, a spiritual wave. Right. They're talking about the masqueraded, the candy. They don't see the poison. They don't see what's behind the mask. Nor do the remote viewers. Nor do the alienologists. Nor do the psychics. Nor did Alice Bailey or Helena Blavatsky or Barbara Marx Hubbard, George Soros. And you can name a lot of individuals. Globalists don't see this. They see money. They see power. But let me tell you right now that this involves the fact that when this event occurs, it means that Antichrist, false prophet, and the global regime, the political military infrastructure for a new world order is already in place. None of it can come to the surface or unleash without the Black Awakening, which involves collapsing everything. Clearing the table to put something new on the table. Clearing all political, economic, military, ideologies, visions, dreams, religion, everything, in order to bring about a new world order. Going back to Daniel, going back to Jesus, Matthew 24, it is unprecedented. You cannot look back over your shoulder in history and see anything like it. This is off the charts. What is about to occur in the world is off the charts. The WHO, fallen cherub, and the satanic collective. Embedded in a progressive plot in, you know, a progressive development over the years. They've got the political, military, economic individuals in place. And very clearly, they have the troops, the programmed, demonized, super soldier troops of Antichrist waiting as sleepers for their call. That's who. Well, the why, very clearly, to bring a collapse to everything, and in the midst of that, to remove resistors, specifically going after anyone in whom the Spirit of God dwells, because that's what helps oppose their system. And then the issue of when. When. When do you think? Out of all the conferences I've been at in the last 2 years, believers across the board believe that the rise of Antichrist may be, well, most everyone believes less than 10 years. Actually, the majority believe less than 5 years, which means the Black Awakening, which occurs first to help level everything for that apocalypse. The Great Revolt is for that apocalypse of the Antichrist. When everything that I know tells me soon. Soon. God reveals not only that Jesus Christ is coming soon in that sense. God reveals that Christ is returning. But prior to that, God reveals what this dark side will do in development. The sequence, the development on the incremental approach, there may be a broader, stronger building up and pressuring. You can feel it in the air. You can see it in the writings. You can see it in the political ideology. You can see it in the military developments. You can see it in everything that's going to be needed for Armageddon, everything that's going to be needed for the New World Order, the clamoring, the spirit of Antichrist, the critical mass of anti real Christian, Christ, developing. Biblical basis. Well, number one, let me take you again to 2 Thessalonians 2. 2 Thessalonians 2, have you read this? When you read there in 2 Thessalonians 2, you read that the parousia of the Lord and our being gathered to him. Before that occurs, very emphatic in the original Greek, first of all, a revolt and the apocalypse of Antichrist. Like two sides of one coin must occur. Before the parousia can occur, the great revolt and the apocalypse, there is apostasy and apocalypse that are two sides of one coin. They are two different things, but work together and are initiated by the same presence and power, the dark side. A secret power of lawlessness that is already at work, developing and moving that way. Satan is already at work in the bringing out the apocalypse of the man of lawlessness. That's all there in the context. But what isn't really known, back when I went to Moody, back when I went to Malone, back when I went to Cumberland, back when I did studies, there were those who were saying, just lightly, oh, this means a lot of slipping and sliding away of believers. No, it does not. And it's definitely not the word for departure of the church or rapture. The concept of the catching away of the saints, Latin rapture, that is harpezo. And the return of Christ that involves our being gathered is parousia. This word, the historical grammatical use of this word, goes back to its use in political, military, and religious coups, turnovers, riots to the point of regime change. It is used in Acts chapter 21 in reference to the revolt that occurred when Moses went to the mountain. And they opposed and turned everything. It's used in the Greek Septuagint in reference to Moses when he went to the mountain and the people. When he came back down, there was apostasy. There was regime change. There was a massive revolt. And they had already enshrined the demon god. They had already remade and turned everything. They were already back into their demon worship. They're reveling in it. And everything pointed. That was a coup. That was a complete regime change. Now, historical grammatical use of the word used in the context of 2 Thessalonians 2, it is done in inseparable connection with the apocalypse, the unveiling, the visible unveiling of the Antichrist. Let me also bring in Revelation chapter 6. I've done this before, but I want to be very strong about this. If you read Revelation chapter 6, you know that in pictorial form, God's communicating in pictorial form. And in that pictorial form, it is dramatic. When we come to the white horse, spirit of Antichrist, the birth, development, rise, and eventual apocalypse of Antichrist, of course. But the red horse issue, see, they're layered. They're all coming right on the backs of each other. They're all connected. They're inseparable from one another. The white, the red, the black, and the pale or the green. Now, the red horse very clearly speaks of a global, listen, there is a, and people say, how did it occur? There is a removal of peace from the earth, from the whole earth. All of a sudden, suddenly, a peace worldwide is removed. I believe that might refer to the restrainer being removed. When the restrainer God has in place is removed, that is the guarantee that the Black Awakening, the Great Revolt, the all hell on earth will occur. The chaos with the inseparable and plotted out, highly supernaturally empowered Antichrist and his regime, the Theron, will be unveiled. I believe they're bulging. They want it now, but the resistor, the restrainer in 2 Thessalonians 2 holds it back. It's not because they're not powering up. It's not because they're not doing more and more and more and more rituals. It's as though the satanic side has been walled like a dam. They are pressuring. They are pushing. They are packing it with power. There is pressure there. Once the restrainer is removed, guaranteed, the great revolt they call the Black Awakening will occur. Red Horse tells us clearly, when that occurs, humankind will begin to kill each other. It's not a word for war, it's a word for butchery, bloodshed and butchery. It's even used of a term used of animal butcher sacrifice, or butchering animals and animal sacrifice. And of course, the dark side sees it as that. Now, in the midst of all of this, I want to bring to you again and again and again incredible words. So as I share about the Black Awakening this week, I would hope and pray that you will study thoroughly for 5 days straight the book of Romans chapter 8. I'm going to tell you that verses 1 through 11 deals with the new life that God gives us in Christ. The new life in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life. The new nature, the new empowerment. You're either in the Spirit of God in Christ, or you're empowered in that fallen nature, and still Satan has rights. Where do you stand? Good news for those who are believers in Christ is verse 11. I want you to hear this. Here it is, verse 11, chapter 8, Romans. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, tells us in Romans 8 here, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. But if you are born of the Spirit of the Lord, you know Christ. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, lives in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who indwells you. Incredible. The presence of God. Listen, if you're lost, if you don't know God, it's time to throw down the counterfeit, throw down the deception, and embrace the living Christ who died, shed His blood, blasted apart the finality of death, and unveiled and ripped off the mask of the dark side. You right now could be summoned to come to Christ. Turn to the living Christ. Receive Him as Lord and Savior right now. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, and I want you to know that we have materials there to help you to grow in Christ. For believers out there, keep us in your prayers. You know how it works without commercials, without business products, simply the support tab. That's what we pray about. To those listening right now, let me give you the clear prophetic warning out of Revelation, or out of 2 Thessalonians 2. Before the parousia of Christ, the return of Christ, a great revolt, and the unveiling, the visible arrival of the Antichrist changes everything. We love you. Christ loves you. Stand if you're a believer. Come to Him if you're not. Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net. Good night. Mm-hmm.